You're awake? You're really awake? Baby! Oh my god! You moved! You opened your eyes. I thought I was dreaming. I'm not dreaming, right? You can hear me? You're really here? Oh! Oh god, I'm sorry. I forgot you're still hurting. I couldn't help it. I've been waiting for such a long time for this. I'll be gentle, baby. I'm sorry. I promise. Just here. Can we hold hands? Okay. I just need to feel you. What happened? Well, you were out for over a week. The doctor has put you in a coma. A medically induced coma, I guess. They said it was the best chance for your body to heal. I would sit here every day and just watch all the machines and tubes hooked up to you. God. Yeah, I hated it. I hated seeing you like that. You didn't look like you. You looked... gone. I was convinced, on the side of the road when I was holding you. I thought you died. I thought I lost you, so. I could feel you slipping. I saw it, you know? And I mean, I thought that was it. And then, even when we got here, the doctors didn't think you'd make it. They said it was a miracle you even made it into the ambulance in the first place. So, it's just been like a long week. But then, I don't even know how, somehow, I guess, against every single odd, you stabilized. First, you started to breathe on your own again. They took the tube out. You could breathe by yourself. And then every day after that, I would see these like little super small improvements, and the care team would talk to me about them. So I just was like clinging to that. And now you're awake. Oh my god. You're awake and you're looking at me. Okay. You scared the hell out of me. Do you know that? Yeah. But you did it. You came back to me. God, I love you. I love you so much. You're not allowed to do that to me ever again, okay? No more near death, no more high stakes emotional turmoil, okay? We've had enough of that for a lifetime, I think. You have no idea how much I missed your voice. I've been talking to you like nonstop while you were asleep. Telling you stories and like singing to you. Don't laugh at me. I was even reading the dumb hospital magazines. The nurses probably thought I was fucking crazy, but I didn't care. I don't know. I was just thinking, like, what if you can hear me? And you're, like, all alone in your head right now and, like, scared. So I just kept talking to you. So stupid. But now you're here. And I don't even know where to start, dude. I want to tell you everything about how the nurses snuck me extra coffee, about how your favorite song came on in the cafeteria yesterday, and I nearly broke down in front of everybody and in my food. Oh, yeah, dude. I've been, like, living here. I'm almost... I think I'm maxed out on my PTO. I'm on, like, sick days now. Of course. All right, whatever. Like, you wouldn't do the exact same thing if it was me in the hospital bed. Baby. This is just so you. I'm fine. My job is fine. And if it's not, I'll get another job. It doesn't matter. It's a job. Sweetie. Anyway, I've been planning this, like, ridiculous welcome home feast. Although, you probably won't be ready for that for a while, I guess. Yeah, poor baby. You look like hell, by the way. Still the most beautiful thing I've ever seen, but yeah. Like hell warmed over. Don't worry, I'll fix you up. I'll brush your hair. I'll bring you your favorite hoodie. I'll sneak in some real food once you're allowed. I'll spoil you rotten. You're not getting rid of me, by the way. I'll be glued to your side until you're back on your feet. Annoying girlfriend privileges. Well, yeah, baby, we can't go home today. We'll ask the doctor when she comes back in. I'm sorry. No, don't apologize, baby. Don't cry, baby. You're okay. We'll go home soon. Before you know it, we'll be back home, okay? It won't be long. You just have some more healing to do. Mm-hmm. Poor thing. I'm sorry. Do you know how good it feels to hold your hand right now and feel you squeeze back? I thought I would never feel that again, so... I thought I'd never hear you laugh or hear you say my name again. And now you're here, proving me wrong, right? You're my miracle. Once you're strong enough, I'm taking you outside. Sunshine, fresh air, whatever you want. I'll wheel you out myself if I have to. And when you're ready, we're going to go live that quiet little life we always talked about. Creaky floors, burnt toast, dumb kitchen dances, all of it. I don't care how long it takes, I just want it with you. Welcome back to me, baby. Welcome back.